Following program is intended for mature audiences.
Sal Manila with Veritas News. America's wondering just how far the influence of the multi-billion dollar wealth of the Koch brothers go can look at least as far as across the pond. In Great Britain today, ultra-conservative, corporate-loving, privatizing Prime Minister David Cameron emerged victorious in the nation's general elections. Cameron, supported by corporations from all parts of the globe, admitted gratitude to his big donors, saying, "I'm loving it," but stopping short of changing his name to McCameron, saying, "It sounded too Scottish." Meanwhile, senior Labour member of Parliament Ed Balls of Scotland expressed hope that the results were wrong. Resisting lessons learned by Americans' politicians, Ball refused to institute gerrymandering and voter ID regulations aimed at disqualifying conservative voters. While it's true some of Britain's candidates did employ those tactics, pundits said that despite Ed being a member of Parliament, the Labour Party simply didn't have the balls. Pamela Geller, organizer of the Mohammed Cartoon Contest, was asked today about her feelings following the injury and deaths directly caused by her hate-inspiring event in Texas the other day. While seated in a dental chair, Geller said, "I will continue to speak in defense of freedom until the day I..." Her quotation was interrupted by her Islamic dentist, "I'll kill you so sorry," who severed her head off with mint-flavored floss. That's been the news. Thanks for catching Sal Manila with Savino Veritas.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
It's Savino Veritas, featuring host, writer, humorist, experiential mystic, raconteur, and parallel parking expert, Tom Savino. Now, here he is with Savino Veritas, in Wine the Truth, Tom Savino.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Savino Veritas. It's another Thursday evening from Burbank, California, land of make-believe and fantasy. And we are here today. Today we're going to have a special program on one of my favorite films, The Shawshank Redemption. And as you heard the introduction of the Savino Veritas theme song, which was playing in the background, you heard, of course, the announcer on that, who is actor Zane Delgado. And Zane Delgado will be with us in just a moment. And he is also the Savino Veritas Hollywood correspondent. Also, we have joining us, or will be having us soon, we hope, is the famous, I don't know how famous he is to you, but he is famous on SRN1 because he's been heard many times on the Cotolo Chronicles. Cotolo Chronicles just before our show. So we should be hearing from Jeremy Long, comedian and director, also. In the background now, you hear some music that is the beginning song of Shawshank Redemption. For some reason, I'm hearing it twice. But you do have technical difficulties. Here we go. Now I think it's playing. Then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round? While my heart stands still, if I didn't care, would it be? Well, let's introduce now Zane Delgado. Zane Delgado, and Jeremy, if you're listening, please contact us so we could connect. Are you there, Jeremy? And Zane? Zane, are you there? Hello. We are having some technical difficulties here, perhaps. Let's see what happened to everybody. Zane, are you with us? Zane? Zane?
We're right here.
Here he is. Okay, very good. From an undisclosed location somewhere in Hollywood, California. Sorry. Hollywood correspondent Zane Delgado. Zane, as I suspect, I really don't know because I didn't talk to you about this yet, but how do you feel about Shawshank Redemption? It's one of my favorite films.
It's not one of my favorite films, but I love it.
Okay. Yeah. One thing that I have found... as many of the Savino Veritas listeners know already, I was a high school teacher for many years, and sometimes in desperation and when you're pulling your hair out for various reasons, which is a show in and of itself, you put on a film, but a good film. You want to put on a good film. And I will tell you, I will testify that every single time that I have played The Shawshank Redemption to a class of high school students, it received applause at the end of the movie. Every time. I don't have another movie that I could think of that gets that reaction. It is just a beloved movie, and it gets a tremendous reaction. Did you ever experience that, Zane?
With The Shawshank Redemption or with any movie in general?
With The Shawshank Redemption when it was played in classroom settings and things.
Oh, well, I never saw it played in classroom settings.
You did? Oh, that's right. I was prohibited from doing such a thing. Yes,
you were. You only played one movie, and that was Her.
Oh, yes. Yes,
and
let's not get into that.
Horrible.
Yes. Zane, let's see if I can get Jeremy Long here. I don't see him here. Jeremy Long, where are you? Are you here, Jeremy Long? Oh, here, Jeremy Long. Oh, let me call him and see what happens. Nothing. Okay. I don't know what's happening, Jeremy Long, but let's see. Oh, wait, maybe he's here. Is this him? No. Oh, well. If you're listening, Jeremy, please try to connect with us as we will navigate these waters by ourselves right now. One thing I wanted to talk about, Zane, is the It came out, the movie came out in 1994. And there are some interesting things about it. If I could get my Shawshank notes here. they're typed out in front of my face. For one thing, do you notice how often Zane Delgado, Hollywood correspondent of Savino Veritas, do you notice how often it's played on television? Are you with us, Zane? Did I lose Zane? This will be an interesting development if I lost Zane. Zane, are you there? Did I lose you? Oh, I don't know what happened. Zane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Well, there was some sort of technical difficulty, but you're back. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just wait and see if Mr. Long doesn't take too long to reach us. If he does, we'll just connect. But did you notice, Mr. Delgado, how often the Shawshank Redemption is seen on television?
Oh, man, that is one of the premier cable television movies. I mean, every time I'm on TV or like when I scroll through my channels, there has to be at least one channel showing the Shawshank Redemption.
Well,
it's because it's true. Like, it's one of the most beloved movies ever made. I mean, why else does it have the top ranking score on IMDb?
Yeah, it does. It has a what is that score? Do you know that the score on IMDb?
It's a 9.2, I believe.
9.2. Actually, you know, just before we came on, I did look at that. It was 9.3.
Okay.
It was 9.3. Oh, by the way, before we go further, I have an announcement to make, ladies and gentlemen. Shocking to me. It's a big deal to me, anyway. But just moments before the show, someone followed me on Twitter. I don't mean like just another person. that would be great news, actually. Even that would be great news. By the way, you can connect with me on Twitter at TJ Savino. At Twitter, TJ Savino at Twitter. Please do so. But just before the show started, Stephen Colbert followed me on Twitter. Do you believe this?
No. That's insane. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Holy crap.
I'm serious.
He's probably listening to the show right now?
Actually, this is not, so far, not the best show. Not because of you, Mr. Delgado. But that would be super. I don't know what was up with that, but that's I'm just like
Stephen
thrilled.
Colbert. That is breaking news. Holy crap!
Of course, I followed him as well. Just I followed him back. So that is like wow. I don't know what's up with that. Oh, so Mr. Delgado, Zane Delgado, Hollywood correspondent of Savino Veritas, an announcer on my bad theme song. Another reason why it is, by the way, is because Ted Turner bought the rights to Shawshank Redemption, and it was always on his TNT network. And,
really?
Yeah. And then he sold it to some other cable company that the most seen movies on television, because the rights were sold to television, were Shawshank Redemption and Scarface.
Wow.
And Mrs. Doubtfire is another one.
Wow. You know what? Don't kill me, but I've never seen Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend.
Never seen it.
You'll have. What kind of Hollywood correspondent are you? You have to get up.
I don't know, man. To be honest, I've never really been the biggest fan of Al Pacino.
I'm not a real big. For me, iconic movies are The Godfather.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm not talking about Al Pacino, Michael Corleone, Godfather. I'm talking about when he became like this kind of like, you know, overreacting, like, oh.
Well, that's a very good impersonation. That's good.
I mean, in The Godfather, you know, he feels like a human being. But yes. Every other damn movie, it's like, no. Oh.
Yeah.
I agree
with you on that, and actually I've heard other critics say the same thing. Before we get into more interesting things about Shawshank Redemption, what's up with how have you been doing? Oh, I think Jeremy may be here now. Let's see.
Yeah, he's. I just saw he's online right now.
But if I try to connect with Mr. Long, tell us what's going on with you, theatrically, life-wise, whatever.
Everything's going great. I mean, you know, I've just got a lot of stuff I'm working on. I'm writing a few short screenplays.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just dedicating, like, my whole time to just writing, you know, trying to, like, train in directing and stuff like that.
Are you still there, Mr. Delgado? I think I don't know what I did. I did something. I'm doing something wrong. Maybe it's this. Are you there again?
Yeah. I'm right here.
I have to learn my technological things. I cut you off. So you're writing some screenplays and things.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, training. I'm getting more experience in writing and directing and stuff like that. I'm watching a lot of movies. In fact, I have a recommendation for you if, you know, you haven't seen it yet. Have you heard of a movie called Baraka?
Say it again?
Baraka?
Baraka? It sounds like an Obama thing or something.
No, Baraka. I think you'd like it. It's all about, it's a documentary.
Uh-huh.
Filmed in 70mm. And it just goes throughout the whole entire, like, world, different countries, different parts of the universe. I mean, different parts of the world, universe.
Yeah.
And there's no narration. There's no dialogue. It's just a score and, you know, cinematography.
Oh, really? How do you spell that?
Baraka. B-A-R-A-K-A.
Wow, it is kind of like Obama, Barack. I have to. I'll check that out. It sounds very interesting.
There's about a good like four of those movies or something like that.
Jeremy Long, I know you're there somewhere.
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Mr. Delgado. Are you still with us? How did I lose him? What's going on? Let's see. Jeremy Long is with us. Hi, Jeremy Long has just been with us right now, just joined us. And Mr. Delgado, there you are, Jeremy. And
hey, Tom.
Is Zane Delgado there? Hello, Zane. Are you there?
I don't see Zane.
Bronson, let's see. I have to call him again. You need to end this call before you can start a new one, all right? Oh. How do I do that?
I don't think that's true. Hold on a second. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if I can add them. There's supposed to be a way.
Yeah, well, I was on with him, and then I added you, and then he sort of went away. This didn't happen before, but these Skype things do happen. Let's see. Hang on there. Oh, add call. Wait, I think it's happening now. It's calling him. Maybe I have to hang up on him or something. Zane?
That sounds like a hang up sound.
Oh. Jeremy? Okay, Zane is back.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know what happened to Jeremy now. This has been interesting because when Jeremy came on, you were bumped somehow.
You know, you should just like quit this job and become a technical consultant.
Yes. Yeah, that would be real good. Let's see. Let's try this again. Add. I'll push the add button. Add people. Add Jeremy Long. Okay, I want to add Jeremy Long, and I want to do that. Your video is turned off. Mine is turned off? No. Okay.
Yeah, no, yours is turned off. Yeah.
Now it's turned on. Jeremy Long, his. Are you there, Jeremy Long? I don't know what's happening. Well, anyway.
You want me to try to?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as long as we could get the three of us on.
Add another person. Add people to this call.
Jeremy Long.
Add to this call. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm calling him, so.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the intricate technical workhouse of Savino Veritas Skyping our way to fame. And I don't know if Jeremy heard the news, but let's see if he gets on the Stephen Colbert news. But in the meantime, so you're working on screenplays?
Mm-hmm. I just got finished with them. It's just like a little 10-page screenplay. You know, but I put my heart and soul into it. It actually came out pretty good.
Oh, that's very good. And you have access to equipment, I think, and maybe...
Yeah, I have my DSLR. You know, I have a few buddies that have, you know, audio equipment. So right now I'm just trying to get... I'm giving the script to more people so I can get feedback.
Yeah.
And once I'm done with that, you know, I'll do more revisions to the script, and then I'll probably storyboard it, and then we'll probably, you know, start getting into production.
Oh, very good. That's good. Mm-hmm. And you're doing that with, what, so here he is. Wait, so, oh, there you go. Are you there? But now is Zane there? Did I knock off Zane now? I knocked off Zane. I don't understand what's happening. Let's see if
I don't know. All the three of us were on before.
Yeah. So, let's see. Let me see. Here you go. Add. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it'll work now because I see both of you now.
Okay.
Hello? Are you there?
I'm here.
Zane? Delgado?
It says connecting for him on my screen.
It does?
Yes.
While we're waiting, Jeremy, tell us what's going on with you. You have a job now in the industry at working for Arclight Cinema?
Correct. I am working. My day job is, in fact, at the Arclight Cinema here in California.
And how's that been so far? How long have you been doing that?
It's only been about a month now, but it's been going good. I worked at a theater before, back home, before I moved here, so it wasn't quite as exquisite as Arclight, but I have years of theater experience, and as far as day jobs go, it's a pretty damn good one.
Well, that's really good. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm curious about the Uber thing. How's that going?
That's going good. That's for anybody out there, if you're in a city, you know, obviously it's not going to do well in small towns and things like that, but if you live in a city or nearby a city, that's a really good gig. I highly suggest it. It's quick money, easy money.
Zane, are you there? I heard a little Skype bleep thing.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Here. I see him on the screen now, and it looks like he's trying to connect with him. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe if I hang up. Jeremy, are you there? Now nobody's here. Now I'm all alone. I'm all alone. I have two people in the group, but they're not here. Jeremy. So,
what's going on?
Wait, I think that's so Zane is back.
If I call it, it's going to go on hold. That's the thing.
I don't know what happened. Let's try Jeremy. Let's see. Are you still there, Zane? No. See, what happens when I call him, I don't understand. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Skype ringing, and actually I don't know who this is. He doesn't seem to be there, but Mr. Delgado, I'm all alone. I'll try Delgado again. Zane Delgado. You need to end this call before you can start a new one, it says, okay? I need to end. Mr. Long is back. Jeremy's back. Is Zane there? No.
Good Lord. I got a hold of Zane.
You did?
Yeah, between the time that we hung up and called back, I talked to Zane.
Oh, man. Let's see. I'll try again. I mean, I don't understand. You know, it's funny because I hear Frank have these problems as well. When he tries to hook up people. Now, it's right now I see both of you, and it looks like he's trying to connect with him. Hello? Hello?
I don't know.
Oh. Hello?
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, the three of you?
Yeah, oh, okay, so
the three of us.
Oh, Moses.
Finally. Thank you.
If I could just figure out how to...
Thank you, Skype God. Skypo God, whatever. So, we've been talking, Mr. Long, with Hollywood correspondent of Cinema de Veritas, Zane Delgado, who has been writing some scripts lately. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
But, of course, Jeremy, we were talking about the Shawshank Redemption. Now, before you joined us, Jeremy Long, there was...
Yes.
Big news for me, anyway, and I know Zane knows how much this tickles me, but I don't know exactly why. But just minutes before we started the show, Stephen Colbert followed me on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes, it's unbelievable. Now, what happened, I guess, there was a little... article, there was like an email that I got from an organization about what he did, what Stephen Colbert did for the schools in South Carolina. He just donated a ton of money to schools in South Carolina because, of course, the government, you know, let's not even get into that. But the schools aren't being funded by the government, so he's very school friendly. His sister's a school teacher, and he donated a lot of money just to South Carolina schools. And I just retweeted that message, and moments after that, he started following me.
Huh.
So isn't that something, huh?
That's very interesting. Good for you.
Yes.
Now you can direct message him and say, "Hey, be on my show, Cinema Veritas."
The worst he could say is no. I think he's kind of busy, but, you know.
Well, the worst he could say is go jump off a cliff. Yeah. And as you're falling down the cliff, I hope a bird swoops by, pokes your eyes out.
That's true. He could say much, much more than just.
Or it's not the worst he can say, it's the worst he can do. Like, destroy your whole career.
Yeah. I would destroy
you. You'll never work in this town again. Tom, you're the only person I can't see in this Skype conversation.
Really?
I don't. Me either. I can't see you.
Really? I think I know why. However, I'm afraid to click any Skype buttons in fear I will lose the both of you.
Well, all you need to do is click the video button.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid to do because I'm afraid to lose you. Let's try it.
Try it.
Wait, you're both still there, and I'm here. There I am.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, my God.
So here we go. So, okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a very kind of crazy Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth, the fine wine of select gripes.
This show's been on for 30 minutes and we're just starting.
And we're just starting. Actually, we got into one little element of the Shawshank Redemption, Jeremy, and that is that the reason we see it so much on television is because the rights were bought by Ted Turner, and he just like put it on every day on TNT, and it's the most watched movie. It's tied with Scarface for the most watched movie on television, and second is Mrs. Doubtfire. So
oh,
that's,
of course.
So, some interesting things.
Those are. What's the difference between those movies, really?
Nothing.
Mrs. Doubtfire nothing. And Scarface.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I mean.
There's tremendous difference between Scarface and Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, nah, man, they're both the same.
No, they both star Al Williams, and they both...
Al Williams? Other guys putting me... the Mrs. Doubtfire, of course, is Robin
Don't
Williams.
Forget Robin Freeman.
Robin Williams. Al Williams. Don't do this to me, because I do this in my real life normally. Call people, you know... Sam Johnson, when everybody knows it's Will Johnson. So much about John. Let's stop talking about my Johnsons and let's just go to this next question I have for you. By the way, this is a 10 facts about Shawshank, and the first one is it's the most watched movie on television. There's a scene in The Shawshank Redemption with the actor... Now, you guys, you're going to have to, come to my aid here with the actor. This is the guy, he was the old guy in the film.
James Whitmore?
James Whitmore, yes. Thank you, Hollywood correspondent. James Whitmore played this guy who was serving a life sentence, and he had a pet bird that he... took care of in the prison, if you remember. And do you remember what he did in the very first scene with the bird? Either one of you?
He ate it.
Well, that's close. That's close, actually. Zane Delgado, do you remember what he did?
No, man, I don't.
You don't? Okay. He was, at a dinner setting in the prison, and... Andy Dufresne, by the way, the main character, everybody, is Andy Dufresne, played by...
Oh, wait, is it where
Andy Dufresne...
He gives him, like, food from inside his, he has, like, a jacket.
Yes, he's...
And then, yeah.
What's
and then
he...
the bird's inside the jacket, and he gives him food?
Yes.
Yeah. From Andy Dufresne's...
plate.
Like, dinner plate, yeah.
But Dufresne. What part of Andy Dufresne's dinner plate...
Dufresne.
What was on Andy Dufresne's dinner plate?
Dufresne.
Dufresne is how it looks like. That's the spelling look, but it's Andy Dufresne. It's French background. It's a French background.
I know. So instead of eating the bird, he fed the bird. So I was close.
What did he feed? He took something off. He asked Andy if he could have something from Andy's plate.
It was like, wasn't it like rotten something? Or I knew it was messed up.
Well, it's interesting that you associated it with rotting, because there is an association with rotting, and that is that it was a maggot. It was a maggot on Andy Dufresne's plate.
Healthy part of any breakfast.
And Andy, of course, was not, it was kind of disgusted by it. And, this guy Brooks, the character's name is Brooks, played by James Whitmore, as Mr. Delgado has told us. James Whitmore said, "If you're not going to eat that, may I have it?" And he took the maggot and he fed it to the bird. Well, did you know that the ASPCA objected to the scene because it was killing the maggot?
Yeah, because we all know maggots are really close to becoming extinct. So.
Yeah, but you gotta take care of those maggots.
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing because, you know, they're trying to stand up for all the rights of all the animals, including insects. They objected to the scene. However, the producers told them the maggot was already dead. What do you think? We're cruel people? You think we would use a live maggot to feed a bird? Anyway,
how dare you assume that we would use a live maggot?
Yes, that's... Yeah.
I mean, of course it's dead. I mean, we're not animals.
And if we were, you would protect our rights.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if the ASPCA would protect us, we might have actually more rights if they protected us, but that's another show. You're listening to Savino Veritas, and we are talking about Shawshank Redemption, the Shawshank Redemption, with Jeremy Long, comedian and director, and Zane Delgado, Hollywood correspondent of Veritas, Savino Veritas, and an actor, and now screenwriter, too. Speaking of screenwriting, I'm going to play a little interview with the director. Now, you guys know the director, right?
Yeah, Frank Darabont.
Yes, and we'll talk a little bit about him. But let me cue this up. If I get fun, here it is, and listen to it carefully, and we'll talk about it.
I want to explore this phenomenon first with you. Take me through a Stephen King novella to a script.
That was a process of actually beginning about 5 years before we shot the movie, of getting the rights from Steve King. I had done a short film based on one of his short stories, so he knew me and knew of my work, so I asked him for the rights to this. I think he was intrigued because it seemed so unlikely a movie that he actually said yes. It took about 5 years to get around to it, but then I sat down and wrote the script, 8 weeks flat, took it straight to Castle Rock. They read it, took it to them because of Rob Reiner, really, and because of Stand By Me, which was also a Stephen King story. Mm-hmm. And a very delicate material. I figured if anybody got Shawshank, it would have to be them. And they did. And I had just nothing but wonderful support from them from that moment on.
So this was a movie easy to sell once you had a script?
Yes, with Castle Rock out there, absolutely. And thank God for them, really, because it might have been easier to sell to another studio, but then who knows exactly through the development process, what might have wound up on screen.
So that was Darabont talking about... now, he wrote the screenplay as well, as you could figure out from that little segment of the interview. Now, he has got an interesting quotation that I would like to read if I could find it. But what did you think about what he said about writing, getting the rights from Stephen King?
Jeremy, you want to go first?
Yeah. What do I think about what he's, what?
What's your reaction to what he said?
What about how he had done another? Well, I think him and Stephen King were close because he did two other films based on Stephen King novels.
That's correct.
So they obviously had some kind of connection. Yeah. It appears, based on that brief segment you played for us, that this was the start of probably what became some sort of friendship or co-working thing, because Shawshank... Well, he said he did a film, a short film on another short Stephen King did, so they had some kind of connection, but this was the first feature film that he did, and then he went on, of course, to do The Green Mile and The Mist, but...
Yes.
If he had done something before of his, then Stephen probably already trusted him enough to let him do this, and obviously he trusted him, his trust was... well placed, because it became a great film, and then they went on to do two more great films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised it was, it was written in 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty you know, that's pretty fast.
That is pretty fast. I mean, you know, it's such a great script.
Although,
it's such a great movie that I'm surprised. Holy crap, it was, you know, written in 8 weeks.
But of course, in this case, he didn't have to really come up with the story because he was going.
It was an adaptation.
So he was, but even so, especially the quality and how this film is appreciated, 8 weeks is pretty fast.
Sometimes adaptations are harder to write than.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. Frank Darabont said this about the Shawshank Redemption. He said, "I really don't think you can get tired of the kind of loving reaction that people have for this movie. It seems to have become its own ambassador to the world. It does mean something to people, and that's so fantastic to me. How many people have even one thing like that in their lives? If my obituary is Frank Shawshank Redemption's Darabont died today at the age of, hopefully, 110, that would be awesome. Of course, I hope people check out the other films I've made, too, and I hope they enjoy them, and I hope I get to make some more that they enjoy. But hey, if the one thing I'm remembered for is Shawshank, why on earth would I complain about that? Few people are remembered for anything."
That's a pretty humble quote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am glad that he appreciates how the public is just drawn to this film. They just, you know, they truly...
Yeah, because it's just such a lovable movie. I mean, you know, if you have a problem, you put on Shawshank, you'll feel, you know, a lot better than you did before.
Yeah, it's so uplifting. Jeremy, yeah. I was telling Mr. Delgado again before you came, but for people who are just joining us now, they'll hear it for the first time. And that as a high school teacher, when the opportunity arose in which I would be able to show a film, I had two films, two go-to films, that always, 100% of the students loved them. It was either Forrest Gump or The Shawshank Redemption. But The Shawshank Redemption always got applause at the end of the film. In my classrooms, it always got applause at the end of the films. It's, you know, it's just something about it that really gets to you. So we are listening to Zane Delgado and Jeremy Long here on Savino Veritas on The Shawshank Redemption. Now, here's an interesting connection. There is a connection between Forrest Gump and The Shawshank Redemption. Could you tell me, either one of you, what that connection is?
Well, they were both contenders for Best Picture.
Starts with B.
Yes. They were both up for Best Picture of 1994.
Along with Pulp Fiction, right?
So close.
You know what? I'm not sure, but you're the Hollywood correspondent, Zane.
I think Pulp Fiction was another movie that was like contending for Best Picture that year.
Well, of course, what won that year?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump won.
Do you guys agree with that?
No.
That's... I prefer Shawshank Redemption, but I certainly understand how, you know, especially we did our show on the Academy Awards, how the politics and this and that and everything else. I'm not surprised that Forrest Gump won.
Yeah.
But there is another connection between Forrest Gump and The Shawshank Redemption. It has to... Yeah, go ahead. No, tell me, Jeremy Long.
Mine was stupid.
Say again?
Mine was stupid. Yours isn't, so go ahead.
Well, the lead character, Andy Dufresne, in The Shawshank Redemption is played, of course, by Robbins, Tim Robbins. And there were other people up for the part before he took it. And one of those people who was up for the part was?
Gary Sinise.
No. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks
Matthew
was...
McConaughey.
Tom Hanks... Tom Hanks was up for the role. He had to refuse it. He had to refuse it because he was contractually obligated to do Forrest Gump. So that it could have been. How do you see Tom Hanks in that role?
What if he had done both, and then they both would have been up for Best Picture, and then he would have been like,
wow.
And then he would have just jumped off a bridge because it would have been too much stress. And then we never would have had Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Oh my god. What was that horrible film he did about the volcano?
Is it Larry Crown?
Larry Crown.
Larry Crown, yeah.
What?
You ever saw Larry Crown? And
oh, Larry Crown. I did see. Yeah, that's another.
Yeah, Roberts. Let's hop on a motorcycle and talk for a while.
That was kind of one of the lamest movies I ever saw.
I like Tom Hanks, don't get me wrong. But
Okay,
so what would we think? I don't know. I could see him as the lead in Shawshank Redemption, honestly.
Yeah, it might work, but here are some other people that were up for the role before they chose Tim Robbins.
Paul Rudd.
Johnny Depp.
Nope.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, perfect.
Absolutely. Perfect for the Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, he'll just be running in every damn scene.
He'd be perfect. I bet you Nicolas Cage is on that list.
Please tell me Nicolas Cage is on that list.
No. Kevin Costner, though.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
exactly. Kevin Costner passed it up because he was working on Waterworld.
What a great choice.
Yeah.
I bet he's happy about that decision.
Oh, yeah. Just as happy as Will Smith is with Neo and The Matrix.
You know, I haven't. You admitted to me earlier, Mr. Delgado, that you have not seen Scarface, right?
Yeah, I've never seen Scarface.
I have not seen The Matrix. I guess I should watch that. Huh?
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of
me either.
Not a huge fan of The Matrix?
Yeah, you know, there's these people who are like, "Oh, The Matrix," and I'm like, "Yeah, The Matrix. What of it?"
Well, I think I should watch it.
Well, everybody should see every movie, so you should watch it.
I agree. I think we should all stop everything we're doing else in life, and just watch every movie.
You should.
Ever made. That would be totally fine with me.
No, actually, don't watch every movie ever made. Just watch every Michael Bay movie ever made. That's all you need.
Michael Bay?
And then when you're done, get a lobotomy after you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, are you guys familiar with the life of the director? That is his background. Do you know where he was born and everything?
Frank Darabont?
Yes.
I don't, actually.
Israel.
He was born in France.
Really?
In a refugee camp. He was born, his parents were refugees from Hungary. He was born in a refugee camp. And somehow, or this I don't know how or who or how, but it was taken to Los Angeles when he was very young. And to hear him speak, though, I mean, he sounds totally like a native American English speaker.
Well, he grew up here.
But he grew up here. He was, as a matter of fact, he was just an infant. So, yeah, all of his speaking skills would probably be from here in the United States. Now, there is another kind of a quirky thing about the Shawshank Redemption in terms of... there's a scene in the Shawshank Redemption where Andy is, for the first time, is warming up to Red. Now, you know, Red is played by who?
Morgan Robbins.
Morgan Freeman.
I know.
What are you guys with it? You guys trying to...
Morgan Slaveman. What?
Morgan Freeman was, of course, Red. Now, in the book, in the fiction, Shawshank Redemption. By the way, you guys know the original title of the Shawshank.
Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank.
Yes, Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption. I think the filmmakers were right in deciding to take the Rita Hayworth out of the title. In fact, there is one of the interesting things about the movie was that when people heard they're going to make a movie about Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption, agents were calling the producers saying, "I got somebody who's perfect for Rita Hayworth." so the producer said, "You know what? I think we're confusing people with the Rita Hayworth thing. Let's get that out of the title." I think that was a good...
That's a good choice.
Yeah. Now, there is a part in the movie. There's a part in the movie played by a rockabilly prisoner, a young rockabilly, a rockabilly rebel. The character's name is Tommy Williams. Mm-hmm. He's a key character because it turns out that Tommy Williams knew... And has evidence. Tommy Williams knew and witnessed. He has evidence that Andy Dufresne is innocent.
Yeah, he's the proof that Andy is innocent.
Yes, and this rockabilly guy. You guys familiar with the character? I hope. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know who was supposed to? Who was up for the part?
Nicolas Cage.
Mae Whitman.
No. Brad Pitt was up for the part. Brad Pitt. Now, if you recall, now I'm not sure. You guys have to help me out here. You're more expert at chronology of the films and things than I am. But another one of my favorite movies is the one with the two women that kill themselves at the end.
Thelma and Louise.
Thank you. Thelma and Louise. Now, perhaps Brad Pitt's first big role was in Thelma and Louise. And if you remember what he looked like in that movie, you could certainly see him. So, was Thelma and Louise before Shawshank?
Yeah.
Shawshank was 94. When was Thelma and Louise?
Our Hollywood correspondent is on.
Yes, I'm on
Many
it right now.
Many people don't know because we're the only ones who can see Zane and the audience can. But he's actually on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with his laptop right now.
Yeah, exactly.
The inner dwells of Hollywood.
Yeah, man. I have the secret key to everything Hollywood has. You know, every knowledge that Hollywood has, I have it. So, Thelma and Louise was released in 1991.
Before
I was born.
I say it was his role in Thelma and Louise, and especially the way he looked, that gave him the producers of Shawshank said, you know what, we got to get that guy to play Tommy Williams. But he was busy doing something else at the time.
What was he doing?
He was doing Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, with Tom Cruise.
Yes.
You know, what I would have loved to see is The Shawshank Redemption with Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Samuel L. Jackson.
Don't forget
Nicolas Cage.
And Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage could have narrated it.
He would have been good.
That would have been perfect.
Once upon a time!
Oh, no, man. For narration, you got to get Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
We could recreate.
That'd be an interesting movie to have somebody, Gilbert Godfrey, narrate a movie.
Ben Franks, what?
It could be starring Ben Affleck.
Don't forget Matt Damon.
And Matt Damon, yes. Matt Damon.
Holy Moses.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to, we hope, you're listening to the Shawshank Redemption special on Savino Veritas in Wine, the Truth, the Whole Truth, and Nothing But the Truth. The fine wine of select gripes. And
Did you hear about that news in the, Tom?
The news, what happened?
Did you pick it to be this episode because of what's just in the news today?
No, I don't know. What are you? To what do you refer?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The actual real life Shawshank guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Shawshank Prison escape ends 56 years later with cinematic stakeout. So apparently.
So tell us more about this. I did not know that.
It was in the news today. Let me see. Well, this isn't helpful.
Jeremy Long is looking up some news about.
I read an article about it earlier.
And this happened today?
Yeah, it was just destiny. You were supposed to talk about the Shawshank Redemption today.
It is kind of spooky, isn't it?
They were like, we hear Tom Savino is talking about Shawshank Redemption, so we better catch this guy today.
Wow. So they captured this guy. Now the Shawshank Redemption is the Shawshank Prison is supposed to be in what state? Do you know that, ladies and gentlemen? Or do you know that? What state is the Shawshank the Shawshank Redemption Prison in?
I'm gonna. It's in Maine, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. It's in Maine. In fact, Andy Dufresne.
Everything Stephen King does is in Maine. That's the thing.
Really? Is he from Maine? I know he's a Boston Red Sox fan.
Yeah, he's Stephen from Maine.
But I didn't know. Of course, Maine doesn't have a. Maine doesn't have a.
What's happening?
No, I couldn't hear you guys for a second. I'm good now.
Hello?
Tom?
Yes. So...
Am I the only one who hears a goat?
A goat? No, that thing was a kid. It was a kid.
It's probably my nephew.
Oh.
So, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, and there are people living...
There's a whole entire reality going on right now.
In the earshot. That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah. We're having a live feed from the universe at this instant.
We are going to break for the news in a few minutes if I can find the freaking news. Oh, here. I have to hit the button. Oh, here we go. So, not yet, but we will be going in a little bit. You're listening to Hollywood correspondent Zane Delgado, an actor, and also comedian director Jeremy Long, who are both at undisclosed locations somewhere in Southern California. And I'm Tom Savino, host and creator of this mess, Savino Veritas. And in a minute, we'll be going to the very cold regions of Canada to listen to the local news. And which time, when we do, gentlemen, please cover your mics or something like that. It's only a minute, and we'll be doing that in just a minute. But when we come back, I want to go over some of the Morgan Freeman things about the Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh, I found that. Are we breaking for the news, or do I have a second?
No, tell us about that guy.
Okay, have you read the real-life Shawshank? So apparently he escaped 56 years ago and was just caught today. Here we go. Let's click this.
That's insane.
Turns out Andy Dufresne wasn't Frank Freshwaters, who escaped the Ohio State Reformity, the setting for Shawshank Redemption, in 1959. Was apprehended this week in Melbourne. He spent an astounding 56 years on the run. Freshwaters pleaded guilty to a manslaughter charge stemming from an automobile accident in 1957. 2 years later, he was sentenced to 20 years in prison after violating the terms of his deal. But that was only the beginning of Freshwaters, who, like Andy Dufresne from the 1994 movie The Shawshank Redemption,
used his pool inside the prison to escape after only 7 months. For the next 56 years, Freshwaters worked mostly as a truck driver and hopped from state to state and town to town. He even collected Social Security, presumably under an alias. Hmm. And astute marshal assigned to cold cases finally tracked Freshwaters down in a rural area of Florida. Wow. Freshwaters is 79 years old and is a wheelchair user. Authorities don't yet know how he escaped from Shawshank.
Wow. Did he have a little hammer and...
he has to have a Rita Hayworth poster.
Yeah. An old picture of Freshwaters came into play when, after a week of surveillance, authorities confronted him with a question as he left his trailer in a rural area near Melbourne. Have you seen this man? They showed him the pic, and he said he hadn't seen that guy in a long time, Goodyear said. Then he admitted it and basically said, you got me. Wow, that's pretty lame.
Wow.
Oh, you got me. Why would you spend that many years on the run just to say, oh, you got me?
I thought this was supposed to be a cinematic stakeout, man. I mean, least cinematic thing I've ever heard.
You should see this picture of him. If you look it up, Tom, he looks like...
he's 79. I guess he figured, what the hell, I'm 79. Maybe he just... Yeah. He may want to die at this point.
Or maybe he just wants a free meal in prison. I don't know.
That's maybe a maggot or something. So, ladies and gentlemen, on that news, we are now going to break for the news in the local stations in Canada with Phil Hong in Canada, and we'll be back with Savino Veritas in just a moment.
Tom. Residents across York Region are in police custody after a child porn investigation. Details of the Multiforce Worldwide investigation, named Project Hydra, were released on Wednesday. Water rates are set to rise in East Gwillimbury. Town staff propose a hike of $96 to accommodate for this year's water and wastewater budget. And a cell phone tower in Mississauga is set to be dismantled soon. Residents of Churchill Meadows had complained to local politicians after the tower was erected without their consultation. The forecast, summer-like, Pearson 30, North 30. This update is brought to you by Frank Atolo on 148.ca. Innovations in business, Frank the Entrepreneur at 148.ca/Frank. I'm Philip Hong from SRN National News, and now back to the entrepreneurial Tom Savino with Savino Veritas on SRN 1.
So that's the news. Man, you know, that area where from which this show emanates somehow, in a mystical way from Canada, there's a lot of, child molesters and porn things, and I don't know, it's weird. Maybe I should move there. Anyway, Morgan Freeman plays an Irishman. What's his name in the movie? You guys know that.
Red.
It says right in the book that his name is Red. And when they decided to get Morgan Freeman for the job, they said, hey, well, let's keep him Red. Why not? And it'll be a funny joke. So they put the funny joke in there because do you remember when Andy Dufresne says, why do they call you Red? And he says, I'm Irish. So that's kind of an inside joke for the Stephen King readers.
Weren't there like a few like people that were thought about for the role? I heard like Clint Eastwood was in talks, right?
You're absolutely correct, Zane Delgado, Hollywood correspondent of Savino Veritas. Clint Eastwood was up for the role, as was Paul Newman and Harrison Ford. They were all considered.
Don't forget Nick Cage.
And certainly that other guy that you keep mentioning, that his name I forgot at this point.
Who?
Nicolas Cage. Oh, you just said that, didn't you?
Yeah, I just said.
Okay, I thought I heard it somewhere. Now what would you think about any one of those people in the role?
Who?
Actually, also Robert Redford, Clint Eastwood, Paul Newman, and Harrison Ford were all considered for the role.
Of Red?
Of Red, yeah.
I feel like out of all those guys, I think Robert Redford would have fit the role of the best. I still see Morgan Freeman as Red because, you know, it's iconic now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if it happened before, I think Robert Redford would probably be the best choice other than Morgan Freeman.
Could you list the options again?
The options were Robert Redford, Clint Eastwood, Paul Newman, and Harrison Ford.
I'm not a fan of Clint Eastwood's acting at all. Robert Redford. I think Robert Redford would have been okay, like Zane said. I think Harrison Ford could have done okay. Who was the fourth person?
Paul Newman.
Oh, Paul Newman. Not in that role. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with also, you're very agreeable. You're very easy to agree with, Zane Delgado. And that is that at this point, you know, I mean, it's one thing if you are part of the production and trying to cast this as it's happening, but now that it's done and it's an iconic thing, it's like hard to not see Morgan Freeman in the role. And of course, another great part for Morgan Freeman is the fact that he's the narrator. I can't think of a better narrator.
Oh, my God. Morgan Freeman is the god of narration.
He is. I mean, he really is. And so I think they hit the nail on the head by getting Morgan Freeman on that.
Oh, yeah.
So you're listening to Savino Veritas. We're talking here about Shawshank Redemption. We talked about eating bugs. We talked about Red and Brooks, and what else could we talk about?
Don't forget Nick Cage. We talked about Nick Cage.
And Nick Cage. By popular demand, we are going to do a show on Nick Cage. So I want you guys to bone up on Nick Cage because...
The life and times of Nick Cage.
Listen, I could talk for hours about Nick Cage.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to extend your show.
What if we did like a whole episode where the three of us did the entire episode of Savino Veritas with our impersonations of Nick Cage, and the Never Break character will just be, just do Nick Cage.
Oh, Nick, that's a good idea.
But come on, guys, come on.
That was very good. Who was that? Was that? I have so many things on my screen, I can't see you guys. Was that Zane or
Jeremy? That was Jeremy.
Jeremy, very good. Nick Cage, yeah. You have to do that. By the way, Jeremy, Jeremy Long, how is your comedy thing coming along?
It's going good. Going good.
That's good. If I could stop having catastrophes happen in my life... I would love to join you in that path.
One of these days, Tom, we're going to have this comedy extravaganza.
Yes. I've already saved some audio tape, by the way, of our first venture to conduct the so-called comedy club that we went to. And I'm archiving these audios and in a documentary. Now, I don't know, it won't be a film, maybe a film documentary. I've never done a film thing myself, but an audio documentary called The Long Journey.
Oh.
So this will, of course, be about you and your comedy career.
That's interesting.
So we will see how that goes. Now, who of all the actors in The Shawshank Redemption... What big actor in The Shawshank Redemption has a son who is in The Shawshank Redemption?
Wait, there's an actor in The Shawshank Redemption whose son is an actor in The Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, let's just say his son is in the Shawshank Redemption. It's kind of a trick question because he doesn't exactly play a character in the Shawshank Redemption.
What, is he a crew member?
That's a good guess, but...
He's in the actual prison.
He is in the prison. I'm going to tell you, because we'll be here forever, I don't think you're going to get this. But, like almost everyone in the Shawshank, they're there for like almost life, you know, like life terms or very long terms. And the character Red, played by Morgan Freeman, is in there for a very long time. And we see... in a great scene that I'm actually going to play the audio of in a minute, we see Red, who's up for parole. He's up for parole. And that we see his photograph when he was supposedly a young man because the first time we see him up for parole, he's been in prison for 20 years. So we see the young Red. And actually, the picture of the young Red is not Morgan Freeman, but
it's
is
his son.
Morgan Freeman's son.
Holy crap.
So look for that the next time. And from what I understand, his son has played in other movies with him. But you know what? Let's listen to this great acting from Morgan Freeman, if I can find it, and I shall. And what we're playing, or what I will play here, is I think it's down here. Is it down here? No, it's not down here. There are three scenes with Morgan Freeman when he first goes up for parole. And then 10 years later, when he's up for parole, and then finally the third time he's up for parole, and he changes his attitude.
Behavior, yeah.
Each time, and it's just wonderful. It's a very short cut, and if I can find it, we could play it. Let's see. Where are we going to do this? Here, come on. Shawshank. I thought I made it here. That's the thing there. No, that's not there either. I have too many things on my screen, so say something interesting, guys.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
It's the most interesting thing in the world. Oh, no. The most interesting thing in the world is M. Night Shyamalan's career.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He's coming out with a new movie.
Is he really?
What looks amazing.
How did you guys feel about, since you mentioned him, and we are talking about films anyway.
About what?
How did you feel about his film, of course, his most famous film, the I See Dead People film. But there's this one that kind of got mixed reviews with. It was like, it's like they're in prison, not in prison, but they're in a...
Oh, The Village?
Is it called The Village? Yeah.
Yeah, it's The Village.
People either hated it or people loved it. I was kind of on the fence, actually.
Really? You're talking about the one with Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Yes.
On The Village.
The only movie I ever liked that he did was Lady in the Water.
Okay.
Oh, that's... what's his name is in that? What's his name?
Paul Giamatti.
Yes, how'd you know I meant that? But you're right. Paul Giamatti's in it. Now I'm looking for this cut that I have. In fact, I spent time editing it and everything.
Tom, while you're looking, would you say that Shawshank Redemption is your favorite film of all time?
My favorite film?
Yeah.
I would not say it is. Here it is. I inadvertently put it in the trash. That's why. I found it, but thankfully I did not erase it. So it is not my favorite film. It's hard for me to say. Do you guys have favorite? Do you have a favorite film, both of you? I don't. It's hard for me to say what is my favorite film.
Yeah, I have a favorite film.
I do too.
What is so Jeremy's? What is yours?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Ah, that's a good film.
That movie is amazing.
Yeah,
and Mr. Delgado.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Fincher remake.
Ah, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Okay, yes.
You like that more than the originals?
I kind of do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you call it? The original didn't have Trent Reznor and David Fincher on its side, so. And David Fincher is my favorite director, so.
There you go. So you liked Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Gone Girl. It was my second favorite of 2015 behind Whiplash.
Okay. Gotcha.
Now, I think I found it. At least it says the title, but it doesn't. When I look at the audio on it, it doesn't look like it, though. But let's see what it is. Ready? Here it is. This is Morgan Freeman. He's walking into the office right now. Morgan Freeman is sitting down to the board of people who are the parole board.
Please sit down. Ellis Boyd Redding, if I'll say you've served 40 years of a life sentence, do you feel you've been rehabilitated?
Rehabilitated? Well, now, let me see. You know, I don't have any idea what that means.
Well, it means you're ready to rejoin.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else. This is the... What I'm playing is actually...
The last one,
the
right?
The last one. So bear with me because I just...
Mr. Savino.
I just found it.
I'm telling you, Savino, you got to be a technical correspondent somewhere. You got to quit this job and become a technical person.
Maybe I could work for the LAU Unified School District.
Yeah, yeah.
For the iPod. The iPod program. But here it is for real. Let's go. Great sound effects. Goes into the office.
Sit. We see by your file you've served 20 years of a life sentence.
Yes, sir.
You feel you've been rehabilitated?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely, sir. I mean, I learned my lesson. I can honestly say that I'm a changed man. And I'm no longer a danger to society. That's God's honest truth.
So that the stamp you heard, of course, it said rejected.
Yeah.
Rejected.
All right.
Now he goes to the parole board again in a minute. Going walking to the parole board. Now listen to the change. Listen to the change in his voice as he goes to the parole board the second time. Morgan Freeman.
Sit down. Says here that you served 30 years of life sentence. You feel you've been rehabilitated?
Oh, yes, sir. Without a doubt. And I can honestly say I'm a changed man. No danger to society here. God's honest truth. Absolutely rehabilitated.
Listen carefully. Listen to his voice. Hear it. Hear the difference.
Please sit down. Ellis Boyd Redding, if I'll say you've served 40 years of a life sentence, you feel you've been rehabilitated?
Rehabilitated? Well, now, let me see. You know, I don't have any idea what that means.
Well, it means you're ready to rejoin society.
I know what you think it means, Sonny. To me, it's just a made-up word. A politician's word, so that young fellas like yourself can wear a suit and a tie and have a job. What do you really want to know? Am I sorry for what I did?
Well, are you?
There's not a day goes by I don't feel regret. Not because I'm in here, because you think I should. I look back on the way I was then. A young, stupid kid who committed that terrible crime. I want to talk to him. I want to try to talk some sense to him. Tell him the way things are. But I can't. That kid's long gone. This old man is all that's left. I gotta live with that. Rehabilitated. It's just a bullshit word. So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because to tell you the truth, I don't give a shit.
And of course, that last stamp is approved. So how did you feel about that, his acting there? Guys, Jeremy Long.
It's great. I mean, you know, or even when you're hearing his voice, you can tell, like, the change, the transformation throughout it. I mean, even the second one sounds kind of like the first one, but there's still enough subtlety there to make it seem like, okay, you know. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like he's telling them what they want to hear, and it doesn't work. When he finally goes against the rules, he's like, look, man, I just don't care. I don't care anymore. They're like, all right, you know, that's how a normal person would act.
I think that's first of all, the acting is incredible, and it's a key scene in the movie. I think it was directed well. You know, Zane Delgado, you know that as your former English teacher, maybe you wouldn't know in my class, but part of parallel construction is an important part of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the director actually put it, if you listen to those three scenes, you know, you have the parole board saying the same things each time, and the answer, you know, the setup is just a parallel construction. And that's just one little thing, but the big thing is the way Morgan Freeman, his attitude changes. It really comes across. What did you think about Jeremy Long?
I agree with both of you.
All right, very good.
Nothing further to add.
You have nothing further to add?
Nothing further to add. You and Zane summed it up pretty well. I was pretty much going to say the same thing.
All right. We have just a word from someone here. Where is it? I got to get the... Yeah, Zane is right. I need to take technical courses at the ITT Tech or something like that.
You don't need to take technical courses. You're already a master.
I'm a master of technical. And we have a commercial coming up right now, so listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen.
Mo, through an exclusive arrangement with Oregon Yeshe, Tibetan divination expert, Savino Veritas listeners may have their tough questions answered. Through the universal synchronicity of Manjushri, seer of all past, present, and future, Oregon Yeshe reads your questions and throws the dice for you. More importantly, he'll answer your questions based on Manjushri's guidance, which Yeshe will invoke for your reading. The price? $22. Submit $22 US to PayPal and in one well-thought-out question to tjsavino22@gmail.com.
Should I go to college or not?
What's the best way to advertise my business?
Can I trust my boyfriend to be faithful?
What's the best month for the wedding, May or June?
Will I ever get pregnant?
Who's the best candidate to fill a supervisor's job? May I count on my best pitcher to win this game?
How much should I gamble at the casino?
Do I need to go see the doctor about this condition?
Is Atlanta the right place for me to move?
Should we increase our homeowner's insurance?
If I get the job, will it help our relationship?
Will marital therapy keep us together?
Where should I look for my lost ring?
Will I ever find it? Can I?
Can I?
Should he?
Should he?
You can't answer, please write a well thought out question and send it to tjsavino22@gmail.com. And the PayPal account for which the $22 will be submitted is associated with tjsavino22@gmail.com. Thank you, and we would be much appreciative of that. And we only have just a few minutes left, as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen. This is the music to The Shawshank Redemption. You have been listening to Hollywood correspondent Zane Delgado and comedian director Jeremy Long. Join me tonight talking about The Shawshank Redemption. Next week, I have no idea what we're doing. I'm going to try to get Stephen Colbert on because he is now following me and on Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter, too. Please follow me on Twitter at TJ Savino, Twitter, TJ Savino, Twitter, and join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time, and all those other international times in between. You're listening to Savino Veritas, and thank you very much for listening.
It is a jerk. It is? No, you say that. It is
the end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.